The population of Sherkin Island off the coast of southwest Cork has increased by almost 50% in recent days with the arrival of 57 Ukrainian refugees on the island. The picturesque location is traditionally home to just over 100 inhabitants, but after opening its doors to people fleeing the war in Ukraine, all that is about to change. Deirdre Lewisig is chair of Sherkin Island Development Society, and she joins us now. Deirdre, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. So Sherkin is welcoming or preparing to welcome, I'm not so sure at what point this is at, 57 refugees from the war in Ukraine.
That's right. We have actually people started to arrive to us here on Sherkin last Thursday evening. And there's been a number of different groups have arrived over the weekend as well. So we're in at around the 57 people having arrived really by today. So that's where we are.
And what have you been able to do for them in terms of providing accommodation, making them welcome and helping them to settle in?
Well, we've been very lucky here in that as an offshore island, our services and our resources are very finite and very fixed. And Corn and the Lawn, which is a support agency around islands and offshore islands, have stepped in and just really taken on the bulk of the linking with the Red Cross and the HSE and all these services to be able to help in a very practical on the ground level, because our hotelier has been vacant since the COVID pandemic has shut its doors around that winter. And then an opportunity arose where the owners of the hotel got in touch with IPAS and organised, and actually we can accommodate up to 59 people in the hotel, and we'd love to be able to help. So It's been great that people have that space, you know, that's been possible.
I guess it's a big change for very many of your new residents. They've come from very different situation to arrive in Sherkin. Yeah.
Yes, worlds apart. Absolutely worlds apart.
I mean, this would, for the most of them, would be their first visit to an Irish offshore island, I guess.
Very, very, very much. And what we found actually is Corn and the Lawn, and there's a whole interagency group around supporting all the various needs, and I suppose assessing the needs of people as they come in, have been very, very helpful in letting us know as a community that our first response was, well, we'll all arrive on the pier and welcome our new people to our new community. And the advice we got is actually just hold off, give people time to settle and let people come out in their own time. And we found all weekend that people are wandering the roads and going down to the beaches and they're stopping to talk to everybody as they meet them. So There's been this lovely reception.
Yeah, I mean, what a week to arrive on Sherkin. It's beautiful, beautiful at any time of the year in any conditions. But I mean, it must be just a little slice of heaven this week. Yeah,
it is. And it is glorious.
And it's adults and children. So there'll be school going children as well. There are.
There will. So far, the youngest that we know of who has arrived so far is a 6-week-old baby. So we've got from very, very young all the way through. And it's generally kind of young families. And we do have some older residents as well. So there's a real mix of any community, really, which is great, because there's a lot of people on Sherkin. There's a real mix of community as well. So, you know, kids will get to know kids on the island. You know, the older people will be able to connect with the older people on the island and link in with those services as well.
And so the children will join island children going to school come September or the end of this month.
They
travel to the mainland, I think, each day, do they?
They do. They travel out on the ferry in the morning. They get the 8:45 ferry out for the primary school, and they go to Baltimore. And there's the RA National School in Baltimore and the Play School there. And so they'll all be travelling out on the ferries in the morning and coming in the afternoon. And I mean, at the moment now, yesterday was the first day where we've had agencies in going, okay, so who needs what school? What age groups are they? What kind of needs that they might have? So they've just all got the ball rolling on trying to figure that out yesterday and trying to put systems in place that, you know, kind of giving them what they need.
And it's very exciting, I imagine, for your own children as well.
It's fabulous, and you know, it's funny because we've had there's two island kids here who are out there doing selling raffle tickets for we're doing a bit of fundraising for island related stuff, and there's two young kids out there fundraising for that, and they are just cleaning up on the raffle, but they're a part of what makes this, I suppose, this week and this time incredible. And the Ukrainian children are coming along and they're walking to the beach with their parents and they're able to stop. And sure, kids, they engage in language doesn't really matter. You know,
Doesn't, of
they
course
engage on a
not.
different level.
No. I'm sure the youngsters
So it's
particularly
great.
will be the youngsters particularly, they don't speak English already, will be well fluent, I think, very, very quickly. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Deirdre,
I'm
it's great,
sure.
great to talk to you, and our best to everybody on Shirkin and to all your new
Lovely.
residents as well. That's Deirdre Ní Luasaigh speaking to us from Shirkin Island.